relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Shove your climate crisis up your arse. You can shove your climate crisis up your arse. You can shove your climate crisis. You can shove your climate crisis. You can shove your climate crisis up your arse.
How rude! That's Greta Thunberg!
How dare you!
Yes, indeed. Finally, she may have realized that she has been exploited, and she's saying that you should do something rude with the climate crisis. Not sure she understands what she's saying. Let's use that as an apropos for our very special one-on-one guest, a man who shouldn't need any introduction to our listeners, to our viewers across the nation, the man who stole the best name for a YouTube channel. It's Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles. Welcome back.
Hello, Sebastian Gorka. Thank you for having me.
It's a delight. It's always a pleasure to have you on. If you're not familiar with this man, what's your excuse? And secondly, subscribe right now. One of the best, I hate the phrase, content providers on YouTube. It is the Mr. Reagan channel. Also on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. We're going to have an unfettered discussion in the spirit of the amazing victory in the Commonwealth for nigh on an hour. But before we do that, in case somebody has just tripped onto this channel by accident, is driving in a rental car that had been set to America First, please explain to them, introduce yourself to them. Who is Chris Coles and from whence does he arrive to us?
Well, I'm Mr. Pagan, and I believe that the victory that you guys had in Virginia is just disgusting.
Is it white
racism
supremacy
has won
again?
White supremacy. It's unbelievable. No, I just do that voice to get the ladies, Sebastian.
I like that. The white frame. This is funny. This is such a coincidence. I went on a podcast. A very insistent guy who cornered me in a green room when I was in Tulsa 3 weeks ago, got me on his podcast last week, and he opened the camera for the Skype thing, and he had exactly the same white glasses, and I just said, dude,
they all wear those. It's
what
weird.
Is it? I said, you want to be taken seriously? Why the heck are you wearing those stupid glasses?
It's a weird trend.
Isn't
with the left.
Weird? So weird. Anyway, let's not talk about your alter egos, but it's a good segue because the reason you can do that, just slip on those accents, just change your visage, your physiognomy, yeah. Is because, is it true, Chris Coles, that you were an actor?
Yeah, no, I did do a little bit of acting. I had a bit part in that movie Bombshell. Do you remember that movie Bombshell? It was about Fox News.
Oh, yes!
That was actually the last role.
Were you Jesse Waters? Who were you?
Right. I don't know if you've ever been down to the basement of Fox News where they have their cubicles and stuff, but apparently they call them pods. That was according to the film
that we did. The only thing I know about Fox is the green room. That's it. The makeup room and the green room.
That's where
I bumped into O'Reilly once, and of all the people at Fox, he was the most arrogant SOB. He just oozed arrogance. Sorry, I have to say that, but carry on.
Well, in the movie, I was in the O'Reilly pod with Margot Robbie. So me and Margot hung out a little bit.
No way! The Suicide Squad, Margot Robbie. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been on a film set, but a lot of times actors will just hide our jackets if it's cold, or we'll hide our crap that we have, our personal stuff, in like, you know, under a bush or in a cabinet or something. And Margot Robbie and I both hid our stuff in the same cabinet. It was very romantic.
That is a very... The truth is coming out right. And we are 3 minutes into this interview. He is dishing the dirt right. Excuse me, have I been on a film set? I will have you know, Chris Coles, I was an extra on one of the worst Blade Runner ripoffs in history called Shadow Chaser. Me and my best buddy, we waited 6 hours in line to be extras in Pinewood in the UK. We got a cup of tea and a bad cheese sandwich. And at the end of the movie, after all the androids have been destroyed, we got to, you know, walk out of the, you know, the ambulance with our EMT uniforms on. And my friend mugged at the camera. It's still there at the end of Shadow Chasers. You got to see it. It's hilarious.
I have to see Shadow Chasers. I love it. Well, anyway, my line got cut from Bombshell.
What?
It was ironic. Yeah, yeah. I was upset because it was really ironic because I had already started my Mr. Reagan channel and got a little bit of success.
Uh-huh.
And this was the last thing that I did. And, you know, I had this one little line. And they cut it, and I was very sad because I thought it would be hilarious if a known, well, the vaguely known conservative YouTuber was playing, you know, one of O'Reilly's. I guess I would have been an intern or something like that.
What was Margot Robbie like? Just tell us. Was she lovely? Was she a darling?
I will say Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman as well, they're very, very cool. Actually, Nicole Kidman is very sweet woman, very personable. Margot Robbie is just like a normal person. She's like one of the few people I've met in Hollywood that's like a normal person, just a very cool person.
All right,
she's Australian.
Well, you are a recovering actor, writer. You are now officially a normal person. I give you that. We give you the stamp of approval of normal people and patriots. You have this amazing channel. You blew up as a phenomena with first the parody of the absurd toxic masculinity ad from Gillette, and then your various videos on AOC. Amazing stuff. Guys, subscribe right now. Let's dive straight in. We are just days away from this incredible victory. I'm a little bit, you know, I don't want to read too much into it, but I think what happened, well, let's just play a cut that I think explains this incredible upset in one of the most important states of the union. Play cut.
And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I snapped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
That one line, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach, was picked up by this former businessman, not a politician, Glenn Youngkin. He rode that culture war meme to an incredible, incredible upset victory. Let me ask you, as a guy who's on the front lines of the culture war, is it possible to read too much significance into the events of the last few days in Virginia?
No, I don't actually think that you can. This is, you know, it's funny. After Joe Biden was elected president, he kept saying he used,
for those of you who are listening, he used air quotes for the word elected. Yeah, for those of you who aren't watching, right, he said elected in air quotes. Just in case you were doubting, Chris, relax, relax, carry on.
I thought that my inflection indicated the air quotes effectively. But yeah, no. Thanks for clarifying that. Yeah. He's supposedly won this election, whatever. But he comes out afterwards and he says, we have a mandate. We have a mandate to X. We have a mandate to Y. And it's like, dude, it's like you kind of barely won if you won. And like, you don't have a mandate to do anything. And they've got all this like Green New Deal crap. They've got this $3.5 trillion, you know, tear down America. I mean, sorry, build back America, build back better plan. I don't know. I'm messing it up. He's got this all these ridiculous bills, all these ridiculous plans that he's trying to put forward that America's just like, you're crazy. I speculated in one of my videos recently that I do actually think we've hit a point where finally an average ordinary American, a Democrat voter, an independent, can see how far, how bad things can get if you keep going left. Right. I think people have always imagined if you go far enough right, you hit fascism and Hitler and all this kind of stuff. Right. Which I actually think is more of a leftist thing, totalitarianism.
Yes.
But, you know, a lot of people think it's right wing. OK, fine. You think it's the KKK. You think it's, you know, Nazism. Fine. But people haven't really imagined what can happen if you go left. I think people think if you go more and more left, you're going to hit Star Trek. Right.
Gene Roddenberry. Right.
Exactly. And but the truth is you get Stalin. if you go far enough left, yeah. right? You get tons of Ukrainians starving to death. Like, communism is not a utopia. It is a dystopia. And I think that with the whole trans debate, with this idea of, like, we have to accept that men are women if they say they're women, and they should be able to compete in women's sports and all this stuff, even average Americans are going, wait, what? No, I'm not sure. I mean, like, I want to say yes because it's like the trendy thing to do and CNN keeps telling me to. But I mean, come on, this is a little too far even for me. So I think they can start to see how absurd it is, how absurdist you're going to get if you keep going left. And they can also see they can see the writing on the wall. They can see the totalitarianism creeping in. And finally, you know, especially if it affects your own children,
yes.
people are saying, definitely not. And, you know, that clip is the clip, right? That's the one that everybody believes that was the moment that his campaign pivoted and flipped from being a winning campaign to being a failing campaign.
And I think, you know, in recent years, you can identify these. You can identify that clip as the seminal one. For me, in 2016, the seminal one is when President Trump said, oh, what's her motto? Are you with her? You know what my motto is? I'm with you. For me, that was yeah. the moment where he just flipped it. You know, we have a cult of personality worship with the Clintons, and we've got a guy who wants to represent Americans. So these things really matter. It's about storytelling. He's one of the best. Follow him on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. Subscribe right now to the YouTube channel. We have so much more to discuss. Stay with us for more from Mr. Reagan after these messages. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. People like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free. Find out for yourself. Order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today. Don't wait any longer. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And we're back with the one and only Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles. We got to talk culture. We got to talk politics. But you are a guy who's lived Hollywood. Got to get your take just very quickly on the whole Alec Baldwin fiasco, the tragedy, the after, you know, effects of that. I presume you saw the video of him and his wife after they were, yeah. you know, stopped by reporters, got out of the car. Incredibly weird. I didn't see a lot of genuine remorse, but I saw the wife being just really creepy about, you know, trying to control the reporters, and he had to shut her down at one point. Give me your take on the whole incident, and really, is this guy ever going to face any consequences for killing that woman?
I mean, I certainly hope so, but it's hard to imagine. You do know the story about her, right? That she's like this fake Spaniard.
The wife, absolutely,
the
who
wife,
puts
yeah.
on this accent, and she's actually born in America, has nothing to do with, you know, having emigrated here from Spain. Very, very weird.
Yeah, she's like a fame whore. I mean, honestly, like, I would liken her to Pelosi or some of these. I actually, in my head, and I don't know if you would agree with this, you've actually lived the Washington, D.C. lifestyle. I mean, you've been in the White House, you know what I mean? I'll interview you for a second. How is it in D.C.? Are there a lot of people like that? I mean, do a lot of people enter into politics or the D.C. world because they're looking for fame? That's the vibe I get from a lot of these politicians.
Well, what is the phrase? I didn't come up with it. D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people, and Hollywood is D.C. Hollywood is D.C. for dumb people. If you're talking about politicians, the sad thing is, you know, and good guys will admit this to you, the people who are fighting for America, the Jim Jordans, the Matt Gaetz, the Louis Gohmert of this world will tell you, you know, the average politician in this stinking cesspit is a moron who couldn't succeed in the real world. They got their law degree at Yale because of daddy or whatever, but they're crap lawyers or crap businessmen. So the next thing they do is they become a politician, which means what? They can suckle on the teat of various special interest groups and lobbies for the next 30 years, whether it's the teachers' unions, whether it's Big Pharma, whatever it is, and they never have to actually, you know, produce anything or know about anything. And then you have a small and with one, you know, big footnote, with the odd exception, every single senator is just an egotistical oxygen thief who thinks they're going to be the next president. I mean, God bless the rare exception, you know, the kind that come on my show like Marshall Blackburn, who are, you know, Americans first and then senators. But most of the 100 senators on either side of the aisle are just arrogant piles of poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's a few motivations. You know, people want to be rich. People want to be famous. People want to impress their sophisticated European counterparts. You know what I mean? Like, there are all these different motivations. Power.
The cocktail parties in Georgetown, Chris. The cocktail parties.
That's exactly – I talk about that in an upcoming video. Just what the motivation of these people is just so twisted. And I do feel like – look, there's two kinds of people in Hollywood that are really focused on fame and attention, right? And that is one, it's people who aren't famous that want to be famous. And then there's people who are washed up, right? And I think that Alec Baldwin went through a period of kind of being a little washed up for a while.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Oh, before he came back, before Trump made him famous again on SNL, the guy was a complete has-been.
Right. I mean, he did. He got onto 30 Rock. He was funny on 30 Rock. People liked him, right? He had done SNL a few times.
But he wasn't a star in John McTiernan movies like Red October, right?
That's right. I mean, yeah, Red October was really to me. That's the only movie of his that I'm like, oh, I love that movie. Right. But otherwise, you know, I've never really been a huge fan of Alec Baldwin. But he had a period where his fame sort of dissipated. And when that happens to a star, they miss it. I dated a girl who who had lost success to some degree, right? She had a primetime TV show for years, and then for years she just couldn't get work. And man, it like twists your mind a little bit, you know. You crave it after you lose it. And I think he's the kind of person. And this is probably the most disturbing take on the whole thing. I actually believe that Alec Baldwin and his wife are very happy about this whole situation.
Because of the exposure.
Because of the exposure, it puts them in the limelight. They get to be in front of the cameras again. They get all this attention, you know, except for, of course, the fear of potentially going to prison. I think they like the attention. And that, to me, is a disturbing take. It's a twisted take. But I genuinely believe that. From that interview that you're talking about, where they stood in front of the cameras and they were talking about, you know, what happened. And exactly, they showed almost no sympathy toward this woman. I mean, all of their kind of like, oh, you know, our heart goes out to the family and all that seemed so fake and manufactured, you know. And what I don't understand is, look, I've been on set with guns before.
Oh, you have?
You really?
I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah. Lots of times. And you really should be very, very careful with a gun on set. Right. You have to be incredibly careful. You always holster it, or you always have it. You know, somebody's always got it taken care of. I don't understand how they had live rounds at all. Right?
500 live rounds on set, Chris.
They said they were like target practice or plinking or something like that.
On set.
Yeah, it's like, why would you? Oh, my gosh. Like, I've never heard of anything like that. To me, that's madness. You would never bring live rounds to a set very specifically for this reason. And then secondly, I don't really understand how you shoot a cinematographer unless you're goofing off with the gun.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that I can imagine is that there was a shot where, you know, they had to point the gun like at camera or slightly off camera. And for some reason, the cinematographer was sitting there, you know, maybe with her eye in camera. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that would happen. Like, to me, it's very rare that you would actually have to point the gun at a person and shoot.
Well, right? Maybe another actor. Maybe another actor, but not the cinematographer. I mean, unless...
That to me is bizarre.
And also, and I don't know if there's a time delay here, the photographs, and we just showed them of Baldwin, you know, retching after the incident or whatever. He's in jeans and a black T-shirt. This is a period cowboy movie, so...
That's a really good point. Right? I hadn't really thought about that.
So is he even in costume when he's handling the gun, or is he just goofing around with it? And this is the big question. And at the end of the day, you know, he's not only liable. I know the prop master, the weapons master, it was only her second job. She was a disaster already. She almost deafened Nicolas Cage on her last job. I know she's the blue-haired, pink-haired daughter of some famous weapons master. And, yeah, technically she should be in charge. But at the end of the day, when it comes to criminal law, the person pulling the trigger has the responsibility to make sure that they are not doing something dangerous. So the idea that, it's a cold gun. He was told cold gun. If you're handed a gun and somebody says it's empty, are you going to check it? I damn well am going to check it. And not only is he the star, not only is he the actor who pulled the trigger and caused her death, on top of that, he's the producer of the movie. So in every way you slice it, this is the man who should be paying the price. However, it's Hollywood. He's a liberal. He's built a name for himself, as you said, as the person who was trashing President Trump for 4 years every Saturday night. So maybe that's enough for him to get away with it. Don't go anywhere. More One-on-One with Chris after this break. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of 6 signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text photo to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Back one-on-one with Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles. Okay, let's move on. Did you want us to add something on the Baldwin story?
Well, I just want to say that that film sets do get boring. You know, they do get boring. There's a lot of downtime,
Right.
You know, where they're moving cameras, you're blocking, you're setting blocking means you're just setting up where you're going to stand or where you're going to walk to in the scene as an actor. You get figuring out where the lights go and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of downtime. Now, normally stand-ins are there when you're doing all the setup and the blocking and stuff. Well, you know, at least doing the lights and the camera. But there's just a lot of downtime. And so you do get bored. And I can totally imagine just
goofing around with the
gun, thinking there's blanks in it. Right. And, you know, I could imagine that scenario happened. Now they're investigating it, so they're interviewing people. But, you know, he's done several films, I believe, where he's had to use prop guns or
real guns with blanks. Yeah.
So I can imagine somebody who is really accustomed to playing around with a gun on set because, you know, the downtime, you're accustomed to playing around with a gun. You get a bit bored, and then something like this happens when you have some live rounds in the gun. You know, you should be very, very respectful of the gun. When you're using it even for a movie, you know, you need to be respectful, because even with a blank, if you shoot somebody point blank with a blank in it, you can kill them.
Yeah, no,
right?
That's
because
happened.
Just the
no, that's happened yeah, exactly. on sets. That's actually happened on sets because of the.
So you got to be careful, even if it's a blank, and for them to not be careful with that is mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling.
So you, Chris, because of your background, where you worked, Hollywood, you know liberals, and this is my next question for you. What works? Is there anything when you're trying to get through to them? Is there anything that works in terms of breaking their indoctrination? Can you tell us any successes?
No, there's nothing that works,
what?
And I'll tell you. There's a couple of reasons. Well, here's what I've found, because I have somebody that's close to me, a relative, who sends me CNN articles all the time. Usually they're a couple years old, and I have to send them a newer article and say, no, that's not true. Here's a newer article. That look, there's a lot of people who have been Democrat for a long time, voted Democrat for a long time, and they have this, I don't know, they have this bias toward what they have always believed, because if you strip them of what they believe, they feel as if they are, you know, betraying themselves, or that they have somehow been fooled. They tie their self-esteem to their ability to be, what is it, you know, to be able to suss out the truth. And if they finally acknowledge that they've been wrong for years, I think that a lot of people feel like then they're kind of, you know, admitting that they've been wrong, that they've
their whole framework has to collapse, doesn't it, Chris?
Well, that's right. That's a very difficult thing for people, right? That they get this cognitive dissonance where they hear something from the right that makes sense, but that doesn't conform to my preconceptions of reality, and so then they have to kind of do some mental gymnastics to make it make sense, you know, and then they believe what they want to believe because they don't ever want to be wrong. So the people that are really dyed in the wool, really hardcore, never change, those people are very, very difficult to change. However, there is something that's changing people's minds, and that is the extreme level of, you know, absurdity, the ridiculousness of the left, right? I have friends in Hollywood, you know, gay friends, Latino friends or Latinx, if you want to be, you know, completely insane about it.
I wonder what our Hispanic brethren in America think about that. You know, if I'm Hispanic,
they hate it.
What?
Nobody. I know lots of Hispanic people. They think it's crazy.
I'd be insulted. Latinx? What? Seriously? Yeah.
Nobody likes Latinx. The only person that likes Latinx is AOC. She's literally the only person. She's telling all of her friends in D.C. to use this ridiculous term. I mean, it just sounds insane, but whatever. So anyway, you get these people who you would never think would vote. You know, actors in Hollywood, yeah, who are calling me going, dude, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I might vote for Trump. Like I'm. I think I'm becoming one of you. I think I'm becoming a Republican.
This is really crucial to me. I need to get this right, because I've decided my job is not to convert anybody. My job is to keep the patriots, you know, stoked and motivated. But you're telling me there's nothing you can do to convince the New York Times reading, CNN watching lib Democrat voter. The only dynamic that does succeed is when they arrive at the realization themselves that what they're witnessing is insanity, correct?
Yeah, that's the only moment they start to open up their minds to the possibility that what we're saying is not completely insane, conspiracy theorist, you know, QAnon, whatever, right? That's how they label everything that we say. So they just dismiss it. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you say, Sebastian Gorka. It doesn't matter what Mr. Reagan says. It doesn't matter what, you know, whatever Tucker Carlson says. It doesn't matter what any of us say, because they'll just dismiss us as white supremacists, blah, blah, blah.
Do you do everything that you could do to ensure that you're healthy for your loved ones? Is your wife, your mother, your father, your children, your grandchildren, are they concerned that you're not the healthiest you could be? There are so many reasons to take Balance of Nature. But that's one of the reasons that I'm serious about it, because I'm serious about my personal responsibility for my health. You know you need to eat vegetables. You know you need to eat fruit. But very rarely do we eat enough. These six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, provide me with everything my body craves. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and fibers. Get serious. Do it for your loved ones. And right now, Dr. Douglas Howe, the inventor, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One-on-One with Mr. Reagan. Let's turn, Chris, to... because I want to get the sense from you of a world that I don't understand. Let's talk a little bit about media. You have to be cautious. That's why you've created these alter egos and these fantasy stories you tell about certain elections on your YouTube channel. How are you doing, by the way? Are you being throttled? Are you being demonetized? How are the Palo Alto big tech overlords treating Mr. Reagan?
I do think some of the restrictions have been lifted recently, and I'm not really sure why, but I had this video about Let's Go Brandon, the Let's Go Brandon phenomenon.
Yeah.
I decided to recap that because it was something that I started to see on Twitter, and I follow this stuff kind of closely, so I kind of understood what it was pretty quickly, but I realized most Americans did not understand what Let's Go Brandon was. They didn't understand where it came from. They didn't understand all the phenomena that went along with it. And I said, okay, let me just do a comprehensive video about the Let's Go Brandon movement. And I did this video, and it's up to, I think, almost 400,000 views now.
Nice.
So we're doing pretty good. Yeah, that one just really blew up. I think a lot of people were curious, like, I don't understand this Let's Go Brandon thing. So my video, I think, is the number one Let's Go Brandon video on YouTube that's not like a music video. There's all these songs that have come out. and then I was able to interview this guy, Loza Alexander, who you should have on your show, by the way. Great guy.
Yes.
His song went number one on iTunes, right? He had this song, the hook is you know what they say in Ho. That's the hook of the song. It's a great song. It's very catchy. Most of America just fell in love with this song. And then Bryson Gray came out with a song that got actually banned on YouTube because he mentioned COVID pandemic stuff. And so his song then went number one.
We've had Bryson on the show. He's great.
He's a great guy. But I think part of the success of his version was people thinking they were buying Loza's version and they bought his version instead. And so Loza's a little bit irritated. He's like, what is going on? How is it? I mean, they're both good songs. I'm not going to say anything bad about either of them. But so I got Loza on the show, and because he's out here in L.A., and he's a really good guy. He's a strong Christian. He's a good guy and strong conservative, Trump supporter, and just a really cool song and a lot of fun. Anyway, so some of my videos have been doing pretty well. Others struggle a little bit, but then, they're not all winners.
Yeah, guys, you got to subscribe, especially the AOC's ones, the Gillette ones. Check him out and his latest one on Just Go Brandon. As somebody who's lived that life, who still has those connections, I always ponder this issue, and I never get a requisite answer that kind of reassures me. When it comes to the culture, when it comes to the media, when it comes to Hollywood, what's the corrective? Conservatives don't seem very good at telling stories, except people like yourself. So we don't make good conservative content anymore. But do market forces not actually have an effect on Hollywood anymore? I look at the last few years and I look at how they've destroyed Star Wars. They've destroyed Star Trek. Anything they touch that, becomes woke, nobody wants. I mean, even James Bond, they killed James Bond. Are you kidding me? The most successful movie franchise in history, but he's too white or something.
They're trying to shift the 007 moniker to this black woman.
Right. And they toy with it. They give it back, but then they kill the guy because he's a heterosexual or something and likes fast cars. Is there no point at which just making money tells the wokerati that they need to rethink things, or are we doomed to be inundated by this garbage, Chris?
Well, the rumor is that Lucasfilm and Star Wars are, you know, Disney owns Lucasfilm.
Yes.
Right. And the disaster that was the sequels, right? The backlash from fans, the fact that everybody kind of hated Star Wars until Mandalorian came along. The rumor is that the upper echelon of Disney is not happy with the management of Lucasfilm. Lucasfilm is being managed by a woman named Kathleen Kennedy.
But they haven't, they haven't fined Kennedy.
No, that's right. Now, you might think Kathleen Kennedy is some kind of impressive producer to get that position. Oh, no. You know what she is? She was, for many years, Steven Spielberg's personal assistant.
Right. She was the PA. She was the intern. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but because she's, I don't know, maybe flirtatious or something, I'm not really sure what she was like when she was younger. I don't know why they liked her so much. Somehow she got put onto all Spielberg's films as producer. Right. This gave her a lot of, you know, power in Hollywood. Now she's the head of Lucasfilm at Disney, but she's a very strong feminist. So her idea of how do we do sequels of Star Wars? Oh, I know. Let's kill off all the men and put women in their place, strong women. And let's make them Mary Sue characters, which basically means that they can do no wrong.
They're perfect.
And I don't know if they're perfect, right? I don't know if you heard about what's going on with Indiana Jones, but they've got this woman named.
Tell our viewers and listeners, tell our millions of listeners what the disastrous. They're shooting it in Scotland, and some rumors are coming out. What are they going to do to poor Indiana?
Well, so the rumor is that Indiana Jones is going to go back in time and have an adventure with his younger self, right? Old Indiana Jones and young Indiana Jones are going to team up back in like the 1930s or whenever, you know, probably before Raiders of the Lost Ark. And there's an actress called Phoebe Waller-Bridge who's supposed to come on and work with Indiana Jones. And at the end of the movie, rumor is this is the terrible tragedy of Hollywood currently under Kathleen Kennedy and these crazy feminists, these woke lunatics. What they decided to do, this is the rumor, okay, is to kill off both old Indiana Jones at the end of the film and young Indiana Jones. So because they've gone back in time and killed off young Indiana Jones, subsequently none of the other films would have happened.
Wow.
And so at the end of the film, Phoebe Waller-Bridge takes the hat and she takes on the name Indiana Jones and she becomes Indiana Jones. So they're literally erasing Indiana Jones from history.
That is their fantasy, isn't it? Their fantasy is to erase toxic men, masculine, manly men from history, right, Chris?
I think if they could do it in real life, they would
do it. That's what I mean.
But there is hope because after this leak came out, there's this YouTube channel called Overlord DVD. This guy calls himself Doomcock. He's kind of a character. He's kind of a funny guy. Anyway, he came out with this leak. And after he came out with this leak, Disney announced that Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones film, was going to be delayed for a year. So my guess is what's going on is there's also been rumor that the heads of Disney are not happy with Kathleen Kennedy and the direction that, you know, Lucasfilm's going because they realize the fans don't like what's happening. And so I think when they got wind of what the ending of the new Indiana Jones film was going to be, they said, okay, no, we got to do reshoots. We got to fix this because this is BS. Like the fans are going to go crazy.
Allegedly,
like nobody's going to watch this movie.
Allegedly, we're seeing a lot of that lately. They do a, you know, test screening, it bombs, it's a disaster, and then somebody, you know, with a green eye shade says this isn't going to be good. Let's have some reshoots. Well, look, the Crystal Skull was bad enough, so we'll see what happens. It's Second Amendment Friday.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back to One-on-One with Mr. Reagan, a.k.a. Chris Knowles. Chris, what is your message after this incredible upset in Virginia? What do you say to all those people who weren't paying attention to politics, weren't watching your show, weren't listening to my show, but are now saying, yeah, these people who've been running things for decades, they're crazy. Should they just be listening, or should they be doing more than that, Chris?
Well, I'll tell you what. Who's the guy that went around doing all the cleanup efforts, the tall, skinny guy?
Oh, I know who you mean, did all the voter registration.
Yeah, really good guy.
Yeah,
I
know who you mean.
He's doing a hell of a job just going around and getting people engaged in running for their local school
board. And cleaning up Baltimore, getting 100 people to go to Baltimore with trash bags and clean stuff up.
Get your producer to find that guy's name. We need to promote that guy.
We do.
He's an awesome guy. That's right. Yeah, he would actually physically go out with a bunch of people and clean up poor neighborhoods, places
Scott
just with
Pressler.
Literally trash.
Scott Pressler.
Good call.
Thank you, Eric.
Scott Pressler. I interviewed him on the show. Awesome guy, like just really good personable human being, you know, but he would go out and he would physically clean up these neighborhoods. And the funny thing is, it's like these were oftentimes black inner city neighborhoods.
Yep.
And these are the neighborhoods that Democrats say they care about. Have you ever heard of a group of Democrats going out and physically cleaning the trash off the sidewalks in a black neighborhood? Of course not. But you do hear about conservatives doing it. And that's the kind of grassroots type thing that we need. And you made a good point about media. We are behind in portraying conservatives in a way that America likes. And I think the reason is because, you know, when you have to lie about something, you have to be convincing. When you have to tell the truth, you don't feel like you have to invent some kind
of
amazing show. So conservatives aren't that good at presenting a show of who we are. Leftists are great at it. They've been doing it for decades. You know, so they're great at the show because they got to sell the lie. We're not that good at the show because we're like, well, what? Of course they're going to believe it. It's the truth. You know what I mean? That's how I perceive it anyway.
I've never heard that before. I've heard I've said a million times that we have the facts, therefore we don't tug on the heartstrings. They use the heartstrings, the emotional intelligence message. But what you've said is fascinating. That spin, which is, I think, absolutely correct. We don't think we have to jazz it up, put sprinkles on top, because we know it's true. If you're lying, you gotta put a bow on top of it. Bingo, bingo, bingo. That's why he's Mr. Reagan. That's why he's Chris Knowles. Follow the man, subscribe to his YouTube channel, and the alternative one, Mr. Pegan. Also, follow him on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. It's Friday. We're gonna end the way we always do with my old boss, President Donald Trump.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.